The JFK Assassination, 59 Years of Lies. By Donald Jeffries. Another anniversary of the public execution of President John F. Kennedy just passed. As always, there was no critical analysis of the absurd official narrative in our state-controlled media. Crowds gathered at Dealey Plaza, as they do every year, most of them believing that a huge conspiracy took the life of our 35th president. There are countless books out there, including this writer's Hidden History, an expose of modern crimes, conspiracies, and cover UPS in American politics, which document the impossibility of the lone nut scenario, still steadfastly promoted by both the government and their mouthpieces in the press. The crime of the 20th century still, almost 60 years later, has yet to be investigated honestly. The Warren Commission was an establishment-laden outfit which basically constructed a supremely flawed prosecutorial brief against the suspect, Lee Harvey Oswald, who was murdered himself 3 days after the assassination, by mobbed-up FBI informant Jack Ruby. Some stories focused on the fact that the limousine JFK was riding in on that fateful day is now on display at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. Those reports didn't include the fact that the front windshield, which several credible witnesses claimed had a bullet hole in it, was immediately replaced after the shooting, before anyone could examine it. Nor do they mention how the Secret Service, whose negligence and likely culpability permitted the assassination to be successful, cleaned out the interior of the limousine after the shooting, while it was outside of Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Since the limousine was the crime scene, anything found afterwards inside was worthless from an evidentiary standpoint, since the crime scene had been entirely corrupted. There are still numerous files related to this case that remain inexcusably classified. Former President Donald Trump vowed to release them all, but ultimately backed off under pressure from the intelligence community. Current President Joe Biden also promised to release them, but in October 2021, the Biden administration used both COVID-19 and national security as an excuse to continue withholding them from the public. The Assassination Records and Review Board, ARRB, created in 1992 in the wake of Oliver Stone's wildly successful film JFK, mandated that all remaining classified documents be released. However, they did leave in the tried and true exception of national security. As many researchers have pointed out over the years, if Kennedy was killed by a lone disgruntled Marxist, a minimum wage loser, why would anything have been withheld to begin with, let alone nearly 60 years later? During the ARRB's investigation in the 1990s, the Secret Service was revealed to have purposefully destroyed evidence that the ARRB had requested. For decades, researchers have had to file Freedom of Information Act lawsuits against the FBI, CIA, and Secret Service in order to wrest documents from them. The government agencies have always been uncooperative, and only produced them after kicking and screaming. It is especially frustrating for knowledgeable researchers to watch million-dollar talking heads on television promulgate the most obvious lies imaginable about the assassination. Without the failure of the free press to do any actual investigation of the event, and the bogus official investigation into it, the cover-up would have quickly been exposed. Despite public opinion polls that have always consistently reported a strong majority of American citizens doubting the official story, nothing else is permitted on any television network. As comedian Richard Belzer once cogently noted, 90% of the American people believe there was a conspiracy. The other 10% work in government and the media. Simply put, none of the evidence against Lee Harvey Oswald could even have been introduced in an honest courtroom. The chain of possession problems with all of it, including the so-called magic bullet, were historically unprecedented. The alleged murder weapon has no chain of possession at all. The rifle found on the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository building was an entirely different weapon, according to the sworn affidavits by the two officers who discovered it. One of these officers, Seymour Weitzman, would wind up later in a mental institution. Numerous key witnesses were never even identified, let alone deposed by the Dallas police or the FBI. This includes the infamous Umbrella Man, caught pumping an open umbrella next to the limousine on a sunny day, and the babushka lady, seen filming the assassination from the best vantage point of anyone, including Abraham Zapruder. Her film has never been seen. It is doubtful that any remaining records will provide a smoking gun. It isn't likely the conspirators documented their intentions on paper. The JFK assassination remains important today because it was the first event to be widely labeled a conspiracy and opened the door to the distrust we find in much of the public.